Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Ashwini, there's a lot of noise on the line. Can you hear that?
I just heard you. I couldn't hear you before. So good morning and welcome to Making
good
a Change for, Change for Good.
Good
All right. All right. Here's our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. Martha Graham. Today, pay special attention to how this life force in you is uniquely expressed. Record and listen. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Sean from Regina, Canada.
Well, good morning, Sean. What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, I know you like weather, so I'll tell you that it's minus 20 here and snowing.
Woo!
So.
Weather.
So it's a refreshing walk. What I am seeing.
Yeah. Oh, you are my hero.
Well,
we get down
some
to
of the
30
other...
and I think I'm going to die. Oh,
like you've said to some God. Of the other members of Sangha, you know, when you're all jammed into a house together in the COVID times, this is, you have to get out. So do
That's
your practice.
Right, no matter what the weather is doing. Right. All right.
So my focus has been on trying to accept that my body is maybe getting a little older and requires some stretching and some attention that it maybe didn't require in decades previous. And mm-hmm. So it kind of ties into yesterday's quote, but really trying to appreciate what my focus is being over these 7 day period is to appreciate what it does do well when instead of just focusing on, oh, this part hurts, that means I will never be able to do this or that, and I'm going to be,
Sean,
you know.
Sean, so what you're saying that is so important, you're going to focus on your body instead of ego voices in your head.
I am trying, yes.
Yeah, well, that's huge, right? Because ego would conflate those two, that those are the same thing. That somehow your body is those negative voices in your head, but that's not your body, right? That's how we ignore the body until, like the car that you never put gas or oil in, finally it starts giving out, and then ego starts screaming about what's wrong, right? So
that is exactly
that
what is happening.
Yeah, that hurts. It doesn't actually have anything to do with the body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's big.
I just wanted to, yeah, it is. And, challenging, but I'm enjoying this focused few days of practice.
Yeah, it's challenging for ego, but it can be wonderful for us, right? Because it's like, you know, ego, of course, hates meditation. And so one of the things that we encourage people with is it's one of the few times when you can just be with you, right? You've set aside a time. You're not going to answer the phone. You're not going to be on the computer. You're not going to hopefully be interacting with your family, right? Nothing else is going on except you getting to be with you. Right. And for us, you know, for the human being, for the heart, that is a gift we almost never get. And so being with the body is that same process. How wonderful to even just for 7 days to kickstart this relationship, you know, to really focus on the body. What feels good to the body? What does the body enjoy? You know, when are those moments of, right, where you're really here and you're in the body and you're with you in that most intimate, immediate way.
Yes. This is great encouragement.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great, Sean. All right. And
it'll
be warm.
Thank you.
It'll be warm because you'll be doing it inside. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sean.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jay, that reminds me of something that perhaps you said on a different show or we were looking at someplace where, you know, when we start out in our younger days, we just take the body for granted and the body is there for us. And that as we grow older, we have this tremendous opportunity to be there for the body.
Yes. And, you know, Ashwini, when you say that, what dropped in was the number of times we have that opportunity. One of the places, if they have parents, if people have parents who live long enough, you know, parents start out taking care of us. I know everybody has gripes about how they did it. But nonetheless, you know, they didn't let us starve. They didn't let us die in our crib, right? And so they took care of us. And then as they get older, they need to be cared for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same process, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Rob from Minnesota.
Hello, Rob. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing lots of things. And my practice for this period is to each day record a new recording for my overnight comfort playlist. After having seen that I kind of had ceded the night times to conditioning, you know, it's retreated pretty much from the day, but that it would come back into the night. And I've been particularly inspired by something you said recently that just I thought was wonderful and touched something in me about, you were talking about elite athletes who love the training part. And I really resonated with that. And I thought about how one of my favorite movie genres is kung fu movies. And people kind of tease me and say, oh, all that fighting. And I go, no, I don't really like the fighting part. I love the training montage. I'm so inspired by that idea of the training. And so I'm trying to extend that spirit into the night times.
Well, Rob, you make such a good point. I know Kung Fu is not the point of this whole thing, but that is a perfect example, I project, of people who do the performance piece of it or the activity piece of it so that they can do the training part of it. That the training part really, you know, I mean, probably there aren't, I don't think, if you'd become a street thug if you just wanted to beat people up, right? Or take a chance of getting beaten up. I mean, there would be a lot of ways to do that where you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours every day training yourself at the kinds of levels those people have to train at in order to be able to do what they do. That is fascinating.
And it's just the spirit that you were talking about. It's just loving to do it. I just love to do it. And so it's not a chore. It's not homework. It's like, And it's almost, like you said, it's sort of a reversal of the usual priorities. It's, it enables you to do some things on occasion. And hopefully you'd never need them, but mostly it's a way to be with the body, be with the
and be really present. It's all those old stories about the Zen, you know, the guy. Let's face it. Nowadays it could be the gal, but now it's the guy who goes to the monastery, the Zen monastery, where the teacher trains with swords. And the guy is just not paying attention. He's not paying attention. And finally, the teacher said, here's our deal. The next time I catch you not paying attention, I'm going to cut your head off. And the guy was magically able to pay attention all the time. Because right, because when the stakes are high enough, we can. But to do it for the sheer love of doing it, for being that present, that's what we're going for.
Yep.
All night long. And all day,
all night long. And it's, and conditioning really wants to say that, oh, no, you can't do that at night. Oh, no, that's daytime stuff. You can't do that at night. But
we can.
I'm training and training to prove it wrong.
That's exactly. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Rob. I love the training, Sherry, and it's so interesting because especially in Eastern martial arts movies, it's never about beating people up. It's really about that place of center from which you harness the life force, or it's mastery over the self, right? That's really what the training montage.
The
yes. And that love of mastery is really what is what motivates us, right? That ability to do something so well. Which can only be
go ahead. Which can only
be done if the if you're not doing it for the ego, because the mastery doesn't come from that place.
That's right. And if the ego isn't allowed to interfere.
Yes, exactly. That's really what we get mastery over. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Single-pointed attention.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just gives me the chills just thinking about it.
I know.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Double muted. Hello, it's Erin. Hello, Erin. What are you seeing?
Well, so, I mean, I got in the queue because I just that athletic practice piece really really resonated with me as well. And when I do this kind of yoga where the originator of the yoga said, practice and all is coming, and I think there's two ways to interpret that, like practice and you will sort of come to enlightenment, and another way is practice because things are going to happen, so you're going to want the practice. You're going to want the practice there with you when the world happens. But I had a thing, like conditioning has done, you know, quite a number on me over the last couple of days, and I actually was just astounded by how many things I was doing to avoid meditating, even though absolutely meditating brings me peace. I was like, wow, okay, remember that. So those are the two things I was sort of seeing just now.
Well, Erin, if I may, you've been doing yoga, it sounds like, for a while, but how long have you been doing this practice?
Oh, short. 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. With, I would project from the number of interactions I've had with you, with a fair degree of intensity.
Oh, I am. Mm-hmm. I have
devoted to awareness. That's right. So I am not surprised at all that ego is going to come up, just roar up with everything that it's got to try to stop you. It has to.
And it's benign and sneaky. It's like, you have to read the news this morning. You can't meditate because the dishes are not done. What?
Yeah. That's right.
Very impressive.
He is, as Gandhi called it, a worthy opponent.
Yes.
And every tradition, everybody who's ever tried to wake up has noted. So, of course, in a lot of traditions, it's called the devil, right? Because it is it attempts to be in opposition to divinity. And it's powerful. And while it is not as powerful as the divine, as you say, it is sneaky. It is manipulative. It is crafty. It is, yeah, all of those kinds of things. And so if we're going to choose to, if we're going to choose the divine, then we are going, that is what training is, right? We are going to have to go up against all of that. So we can't, I think my point, Aaron, is that we can't be surprised or take any of it personally. You know, we just have to say, yeah, okay, well, in fact, I don't know if it was in the email class or where it was recently, but I was suggesting to somebody this thing that I just love, which is put up a scoreboard. You know, on one side is ego and one side is me. Because I'm not going to identify as ego, right? And so one side is ego and one side is me. And when ego gets a point, put it on the scoreboard. Okay, you got me, right? You got me, but I saw that play. I saw how you did that. Okay, so there's your point, ego. And the next time it tries to pull the same one on me and I recognize it and I don't fall for it, put a little mark on my side of the scoreboard. You know, make it a game. Make it fun. And concede defeat graciously.
Yeah, like I tried to get one on the scoreboard this morning. Like it was 8:45. I like to meditate at 8:30. 8:45, too late. You need a half an hour. 9:15 is too late to start work. And then I was like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody is paying any attention. And I sat down.
Right.
Just sit down.
Yeah. Good for you. And that's it. One of my favorite ones is, I make a commitment to meditate. I'm going to meditate every day. I'm in bed, and that's when the voice says, you didn't meditate. You get up, get on the cushion. It will stop trying that, right? Because it only uses what works. And so, if I have that sense of humor about it, you know that, okay, here we go. This is for me, right? It's not a contest. Mm-hmm. This is for me. Then I'm going to get up, sit on my little cushion. I'm going to meditate. Will it be the meditation of my dreams? It'll be illuminating, but probably not relaxing, right? That's okay. That's okay. Then I put a little tick on the scoreboard for me. Gotcha, ego.
Yeah, and this is the little, like when we can sort of see that, like I've had to go through that with yoga. Like, can you get up every morning at 4 and practice? Like that, ooh, that takes a bunch. But because I could be successful there, I know I can do these other things.
Oh.
And that's sort of, And that's sort of what I keep trying to tell my children. Like, yeah, it's really hard. It is, whatever you're trying to do, it's, nobody's denying that. But these are the foundations.
Right.
For your life.
That's exactly right. It's proving to yourself that you are up to the challenge. That's it. Of course, again, they're not going to listen to you. I don't know how old they are, but they're not going to listen to you. What they are going to do is watch you. They're watching you. And so they see what works and what doesn't work. So that's very good, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
So happy.
Sherry, that's the love of training, right? That
yes.
When we can make that shot of lying in bed at 10:30 and going, oh my God, I haven't meditated, and getting up and meditating anyway. Oh, it's just the best, and it doesn't feel like the best. It feels really hard to keep the commitment that we chose to keep. But the thing I love about it is that we learn how we can be supported in keeping our commitments. We learn our strength.
Yes.
We learn our adequacy. We learn our quirks. We learn how to support ourselves. We learn how to be encouraging. It's just that place of not being subject to your feelings is the best place to live from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just learn to ignore them.
Yeah, well, it really is. And, you know, Erin with her children, it's hard to communicate that.
Yes.
Because we're so used to things coming from praise, coming from ego.
Yeah.
Not from recognizing and having such a deep, intimate relationship with what we are.
Yes.
And yeah. that's what we're training with. And of course, you know, with this practice, the whole deal of this practice, what people are introduced to this practice with is there's nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And so it's ending that negative relationship with ego that frees all of this up. So mm-hmm. if I'm lying in bed and the voice says you didn't meditate, and I go, oh yeah, and I'm not going to. Okay, mm-hmm. No hard feelings. You know, again, you put the little tick on the ego one, but that doesn't have anything to do with who I am or what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Right. And and we're not encouraging people to will themselves or punish themselves into doing it. It's completely a process of compassion.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we're learning. The what we do is completely irrelevant.
Yes.
It's that relationship with life that is what we're focusing on.
Yeah. All right. I think we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Janice in Victoria. And I guess ego's completely irrelevant in my life right now.
Good. That's a perfect place for it to be, isn't it?
It is. I have to say that I'm just completely relying on my practice and my experiences with practice and my faith in my own adequacy because of practice and keeping commitments. And there are high stakes in lots of ways. And I haven't got any idea how anything could get more complicated. And I just remember it last night. Yeah, my commitment, I still go out and do my night walk, and I still record and tell myself what a wonderful person I am and what a great job I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. And Janice, the thing that I get from that that is, to me, so incredibly powerful is in any moment, I don't know how this is going.
Absolutely.
I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not here and grateful and relaxing because I have assurance that this is going to turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this is going to go. Right? My whole job is to be here with whatever. And I can do that in loving kindness and gratitude and a focus on well-being.
Yes. Yes. Accepting that whatever is, and that's what I'm here to deal with or face or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's not like I'm choosing to transform something, but I just feel like whatever the karma are and the situation is so hot and intense, I get to see it, and I know it's being burned away because I'm doing things differently.
Well, yes, and so again, I project that what you're practicing is bringing compassionate acceptance, being in compassion no matter what. That's your job. Whatever is going on, your job is to choose compassion for you, for everyone around you, for all life circumstances, for everything that is. To be in compassion with, right, to the best that we can, to the best of our ability.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And I woke up at 2 a.m. and, you know, I went to bed with the rain. I woke up with the rain. But at 2 a.m., I saw the moon rising over the hill behind me. And it was just glorious. And I thought, oh, wow, look at that. I took a picture. I crawl back into bed and I start it recording. And then I have no idea if I'll get back to sleep. So let's just listen to these recordings.
Yeah.
You know, the fresh ones, the moon, the fresh as the moon one.
Yeah. 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 Because that's so perfect, Janice. So it's 2 a.m. and you get back into bed. And what does ego want to talk to you about? Not the moon. Not how comfy cozy I project you are in your bed. Not that. But, oh, my God, it's 2 a.m. What if you don't fall asleep again? You're going to be exhausted tomorrow. How are you going to, right? So, and that's those are the choices we're in all the time. Something wrong.
Yeah, you're
something
right.
Something wrong, something missing, or right here, right now, in conscious, compassionate awareness.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm laughing because I have three important appointments, and now community workers coming to the house and made the time like 9:30, and I'm going, that's okay. I'm here until I can't be here. And the same with the workshop on Sunday. There was somebody going to be coming, and, you know, they just came at 11:30. Perfect. It was over.
But, okay. I got it.
You know, you can join in because you will complete the whole thing. And then it was like, you got to be kidding. Whose standard?
Who said that?
Yeah.
That's perfect. It's like Aaron, right? Oh, well, you can't meditate now.
Oh, no, I just...
You're 15 minutes late, so you can't possibly meditate. Oh, really? Well, let's watch me. Let's watch how that happens.
I laughed all the way through that because I could so identify. That was so fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Janice. Keep taking good care of yourself.
Yes. Go happy, everybody.
Right. Go happy.
Thanks, Janice. Sherry, it looks like we could squeeze another caller in. So here we go.
Really? Aren't we lucky people?
Well, let's also invite caller to squeeze themselves in. Okay? Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kim. I'm going to squeeze myself in. Thank you both.
All right,
and everybody.
What's going on, Kim?
Well, quickly, my practice is thy will be done, because at the beginning I was accepting that I have no control over changing outcomes, and so thy will be done.
So that's for the next 7 days. That's what you're going to put your focus on.
Yep. That's it.
And with that, you know, I mean, that's big, Kim, right? Thy will be done. That's big. I mean, saints have devoted their entire lives to attempting to pull that off. But 7 days of a focus on that will be life-changing, right? Not to be distracted by anything else. So I'm not going to work on this. I'm not going to work on that. I'm not going to. You know, all that stuff is going to just slide right to the back burner, because what I'm focused on right now in my practice, I'm going to devote an entire week to thy will be done.
That's right. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very,
and then you're going to
very relaxing.
Know.
So relaxing.
It is so relaxing. Mm-hmm. It is so relaxing. It's not my will. I don't have to make this happen. I don't even have to think about it or worry about it, right? I don't have to anything. I can just be here as life unfolds. How beautiful is that?
Beautiful. Thank you.
I love it.
Gosh,
show. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, everybody. Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
I'm relaxed already.
I know. I could just feel it in my shoulders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that actually brings us to the end of the show on time, Sherry. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Do your daily practice. Through our eyes, the universe is perceiving itself. Through our ears, the universe is listening to its harmonies. We are the witnesses through which the universe becomes conscious of its glory, of its magnificence. Alan Watts. Today, practice being the eyes and ears of the universe, witnessing its our glory.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. All right.
Well,
thank you,
Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.